You're listening to Daughters of Zion. I'm Sister Karen Mason, and this is MRMENT Internet Radio, where we keep it real with real people because real people keep it real. We can be reached at info@MRMENT.net or 708-782-5140. That is info@MRMENT.net or 708-782-5140. Our food for thought topic today is the holidays of the world or the feasts of the Lord. Before we feast, let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Since all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof for correction and instruction in righteousness, why do we go above and beyond for the holidays of the world, but disregard the feasts of the Lord? Some say that we are no longer under the old covenant and it's been nailed to the cross. Others say that the only thing that has changed is the ceremonial or sacrificial law because Jesus made an atonement for our sins. What stands out most regarding the feast of the Lord is that God wanted these days observed at its appointed time. The days were not to be observed whenever the Israelites wanted, not to mention they were holy convocations, according to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 and 2. A holy convocation is a summoned assembly by God or sacred assemblies. God had a month and a day set aside for these sacred assemblies and commanded that his holy convocations be observed throughout generations. The average church or pastor does not teach or observe the feasts of the Lord. Therefore, you cannot observe what you're not taught or don't know. Have you ever wondered about the origin of holidays and why you observe and celebrate them? 1 Timothy, the first chapter, verses 4, instructs us not to give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. So we understand that holidays are myths and traditional stories concerning the early history of a people associated with religious beliefs. But yet and still, we invest time, money, and energy into celebrating them. Some people are so committed to observing holidays that they neglect their everyday bills to indulge in a false belief or idea. Valentine's Day originated as a feast to celebrate the beheading of 2/3 century men, both named Valentine, on February 14th of different years in 3rd century AD. Their martyrdom was honored by the Catholic Church with the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. As time went on, the holiday gained popularity throughout Britain and Europe. Handmade paper cards became the tokens of appreciation, until the tradition made its way into the New World and factory-made cards were produced due to the Industrial Revolution. Hallmark then became the gift that keeps on giving, producing masses of Valentine's Day cards. Today, the holiday is big business, with sales reaching a whopping 18 $3.6 billion in revenue. Chocolate candies, flowers and jewelries are purchased, and dinners and movies are attended. Halloween, one of the biggest holidays among children and the spookiest night of the year, is projected to reach $8 billion in 2022. Halloween is celebrated by people all around the world, All Hallows Eve, a holiday observed on October 31st, the evening before All Saints Day. Halloween originates in the festival of Samhain among the Celts of ancient Britain and Ireland. During the Samhain festival, the souls of those who died were believed to return to visit their homes, and those who had died during the year were believed to journey to another world. People set bonfires and wore masks and disguises to avoid being recognized by ghosts thought to be present. Witches, fairies, and demons came to be associated with the day. Halloween has come to be associated with a number of activities. Celebrants wear masks and costumes for parties or trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treaters go from house to house for candy or throw eggs. Bobbing for apples, carving pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, skeletons, black cats, witches, and ghosts have all been incorporated in the holiday. In Mexico, it is known as the Day of the Dead. New Year's Eve is another widely celebrated holiday. The earliest recorded festivities in honor of a New Year arrival dates back some 4,000 years to ancient Babylon. The first new moon following the spring equinox in late March, with an equal amount of sunlight and darkness, indicated the start of a new year. Civilizations around the world began to develop calendars, pinning the first day of the year to an agricultural or astronomical event. In order to realign the Roman calendar with the sun, Julius Caesar added 90 extra days to the year 46 BC when he introduced his new Julian calendar, instituting January 1st as the first day of the year, honoring Janus, the Roman god of beginnings with two faces, one to look into the past, the other to look into the future. The Romans celebrated New Year's Eve by offering sacrifices to Janus, exchanging gifts with one another, decorating their homes with laurel branches, and rowdy drinking parties. New Year's celebrations began on the evening of December 31st. New Year's Eve parties continued into the early hours of January 1st. Traditional dishes such as black-eyed peas, greens, fish, pork, rice, or noodles are prepared for good luck, depending on the culture. Other customs that are common worldwide are fireworks, the ball drop in New York City, Times Square at midnight, and resolutions. The practice of making resolutions for the New Year's was first taught on among the Babylonians, who made promises in order to earn the favor of the gods and start the year off on the right foot. Easter is another holiday celebrated, but this day refers specifically to the resurrection of Jesus. Easter was derived from Ostra, a goddess of the Saxons in England, in honor of whom sacrifices were offered about the time of Passover. Ostra is associated with flowers, fertility, and springtime, and often associated with new life. Easter always falls on the first Sunday around the spring equinox, late March, when there are equal periods of light and darkness. In the Bible, Passover is one of the feasts of the Lord that God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to observe for all generations, commemorating the freedom of the Israelites from the Egyptians. Easter baskets, chocolate bunnies, and the hunt for colorful eggs are associated with Ostra. In German mythology, Ostra healed a wounded bird she found in the woods by changing it into a hare. Still partially a bird, the hare showed its gratitude by laying eggs as gifts. Christmas is another holiday many will break the bank for. The first recorded incidents of Christmas being celebrated dates back to Roman Empire in 336 during the time of the Roman Emperor Constantine. The purpose of the day from a religious point of view is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is one of the largest religious holidays celebrated worldwide, with a projected retail sales reaching $750 billion. The average household spends anywhere from $650 to $1,000 on gifts, decorations, travel, and food. For two millennia, people around the world have been observing it with traditions and practices that are both religious and secular in nature. Popular customs include decorating Christmas trees, exchanging of gifts, sharing meals with family and friends, and of course, waiting for Santa Claus to come down the chimney. Christmas Day has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1870. In the 4th century, church officials decided to institute the birth of Jesus as a holiday, although the Bible does not mention December 25th for his birth. Scripture suggests that his birth may have occurred in the spring. Why would shepherds be herding in the middle of winter? Pope Julius I, he chose December 25th as an effort to adopt and absorb the traditions of pagan Saturnalia festival, a Roman pagan festival honoring the agricultural god Saturn. The winter solstice marks the official beginning of astronomical winter as opposed to meteorological winter, which starts 3 weeks prior to solstice. The winter solstice occurs once a year in each hemisphere, once in the northern hemisphere in December and once in the southern hemisphere in June. By holding Christmas at the same time as traditional winter solstice, festival church leaders increased the chances that Christmas would be popular embraced. By the Middle Ages, Christianity had replaced pagan religion. On Christmas, the believers attended church, then celebrated raucously in a drunken carnival-like atmosphere, similar to today's Mardi Gras. Christmas became the time of year when the upper classes could repay their real or imagined debt to society by entertaining less fortunate citizens. The Christmas tree adorned in lights and decorations became a symbol of everlasting life and hope. The holly leaf is also an evergreen symbol of everlasting life and associated with the crown of thorns Jesus wore when he was crucified. Santa Claus, Old Saint Nick, and all other incarnations of Christmas are based on Saint Nicholas. The legend of Santa Claus can be traced back to a monk named Saint Nicholas who gave away all of his inherited wealth, traveled the countryside helping the poor and sick, becoming known as the protector of children and sailors. The iconic version of Santa Claus as a jolly big-bellied white man in a red with a white big white beard and a sack of toys was immortalized in 1881. The tradition caught on and eventually evolved into gift-giving and religious activities enhanced by food, drinks, and decorations. Although most families quickly bought into the idea that they were celebrating Christmas how it had been done for centuries, all Americans did was reinvent a tradition to fill the cultural needs of a growing nation. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain? For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Euphaz, the work of the workmen and the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and all the nations should not be able to abide in his indignation. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And this is the word of the Lord, and it is blessed. A recap of the scriptures read were Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 10, Colossians, the 2nd chapter, verses 14 through 17, and Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. You have been listening to Daughters of Zion, and I'm Sister Karen Mason, and this is MRMENT Internet Radio, where we keep it real with real people, because real people keep it real. We can be reached at info@MRMENT or 708-782-5140. That is info@MRMENT.net or 708-782-5140. May the word of the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.